Thank you all for coming out for this event.
Doctors and medical staff are eating a catered lunch in a small conference room in the Atlantic Care Medical Center in Atlantic City. They've come for this guy, Dr. Sharif Elnahal.
Just want to give a warm thanks to Dr. Venditti.
Elnahal is a physician, but he's also commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Health. He's here to give a presentation on the state's medical marijuana program and to persuade doctors that it's okay to participate.
So what we're really trying to do in New Jersey is to have a real medical program that holds everyone in the process accountable, that provides some level of assurance to patients and their families that they're actually getting a medical evaluation. And to the general public that this is not just a roundabout for adult use legalization. If that happens...
In the last year, New Jersey's medical marijuana program grew from about 500 doctors to nearly 900. But there are scores more who could be joining, and Elnahal says that will require dispelling fears that the program is prone to abuse and educating doctors about the upsides of the drug.
I think first and foremost, it's a lack of knowledge about the benefits of medical marijuana, a lack of exposure to it as an option for, again, so many conditions.
One audience member asked Elnahal if the state is monitoring doctors to make sure they aren't handing out medical marijuana to people who want to use it recreationally.
How is the state, what's going to be done to ensure that we're not looking at prescribing mills and making sure that we don't have what we see with some of the opiate issues?
Another audience member, Dr. Inua Momadu, who chairs the psychiatry department at AtlantiCare, questioned why marijuana is approved to treat general anxiety when one of its known side effects is also anxiety.
And when you then use that and you have a side effect of social anxiety as a side effect of this medical marijuana, what anxiety are you really treating?
Momadu says he supports medical marijuana for patients with terminal diagnoses and chronic pain, but he says he won't recommend it to patients until the federal government, which still classifies marijuana as a Schedule I drug, approves it.
Right now, I'm not convinced that I'm going to prescribe medical marijuana for any patient because there is no federal research evidence to support it.
Still, Commissioner Elnahal says he hopes more doctors join the state's program once they recognize the medical benefits marijuana could bring their patients.
It can be a complete game changer for somebody with PTSD, for someone with chronic pain that hasn't been able to achieve relief even with opioids. And it can be something that really changed people's lives and allows them to thrive.
Even if more doctors don't sign up, New Jerseyans can expect to see medical marijuana become more widely available. There are 6 dispensaries in the state now, and last month, Murphy's administration approved applications for 6 more. In Atlantic City, I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.